The mean with known variance, an example of hypothesis testing. Let's take an example, a claim which we want to test. The average student drinks 2 pints of beer on Saturday. This claim can be turned into a null hypothesis. H0 says that mu equals 2, where we have ignored the unit, and mu is the population mean as we are used to. To test the hypothesis, we can poll n students. How many pints of beer do you drink on Saturday? Polling n students, we get n observations, x1, x2, and up to xn. Now, in this case, we will assume that the standard deviation sigma is known. So, suppose it's given that sigma x, the standard deviation of x, is 1.5. The obvious test statistic to use here, the hypothesis makes a statement about the population mean, so we use the sample mean. If the number of observations n is sufficiently large, we can use the central limit theorem, and that says that the sample mean bar x will be normally distributed, with some mean mu and some sigma bar x. And the PDF of the normal distribution looks like this. Knowing the probability distribution of the test statistic under H0 is essential for any hypothesis test. Now we have agreed that we use large n so that the central limit theorem applies, and thus bar x has normal distribution. But it has a certain sigma and a certain mu, and we need to know those as well. Now mu is hypothesized by the null hypothesis, mu equals 2. Mu is the same for x, the underlying observation, the individual observation, and for the sample mean. Then we have sigma. Sigma of x, the sigma of an individual observation, is 1.5. That was given in the problem. We don't know how it was found, but it's known. But that's the standard deviation of a single observation. To get the standard deviation of bar x, we need to divide by the square root of n, the square root of the number of observations. So this becomes our sigma in the distribution. In later videos, we will see how to do the hypothesis test when sigma is unknown. But don't think about it. To make the test simple, we will normalize. We have seen this normalization before. First, record the distribution. The test statistic, bar x, is normally distributed with mean 2 and standard deviation 1.5 over the square root of n. Normalization is in two steps. First, we subtract mu from bar x to get a new variable with zero mean. And then we divide by sigma to get a new variable, new stochastic variable, with unit standard deviation. That is, the normalization formula looks like this. We subtract 2, subtract mu, and divide by sigma. And the result is a variable with what we call the standard normal distribution. Mu equals 0 and sigma equals 1. And z is what we are going to use as our final test statistic. This is the PDF, the probability density function of the standard normal distribution. That is the PDF of our test statistic Z. To do the test, we need to decide on the significance level, which we call alpha. The significance level alpha is the probability of falsely rejecting H0. And the probability is an area under the curve. So we're going to paint this area alpha in the figure. Now, our null hypothesis says that the mean is zero, the middle of the figure. And we are going to reject the null hypothesis either if Z is, or the observed Z is unexpectedly high, or if it's unexpectedly low. That is, we need to split that area alpha in two alpha half, so that we have one half on the right hand side, alpha half, and one area on the left, alpha half. And we deem that this large area close to the middle means that the observed Z is plausible. Anything falling outside in the red region on the ends is implausible, and that means we reject H0. Now, you have seen this kind of drawing before in the context of confidence intervals. So the point here is known as Z alpha half. Sorry, minus Z alpha half, and this is plus Z alpha half. So this Z is defined as the point bounding a region of probability of alpha half in the standard normal distribution. The area to the right of plus Z alpha half is equal to alpha half, correspondingly to the left. To summarize, a common case of hypothesis testing would concern a null hypothesis which makes a statement about the population mean mu. In this talk, we have considered a simple case where the standard deviation sigma is known. The natural test statistic to use in this case is the sample mean, because the statement is about the population mean. And we take that sample mean and we normalize it by subtracting the hypothesized mean and dividing by the standard deviation, and we get a standard normally distributed test statistic Z. And we are going to reject H0 with significance level alpha if the absolute value of Z is greater than Z alpha half, where the probability that Z is greater than Z alpha half is equal to alpha half. So Z alpha half is easily found in a probability table. Thank you.